Here with Coach Shelby Kite here, wrapping up another year of the summer camp here for the Scott City Volleyball program here. And hard to believe 2 months here. You guys are going to be actually in competition against teams other than yourself. It's going to count here. But I guess kind of so far recap this summer that you guys have had here, primarily here in the month of June.
So we've been going to Hayes League. We have two teams that go down there on Mondays and Thursday nights, and seeing good competition down there, girls from all over, and getting 2 to 3 games in each night. So that's been really good just to get there and play. We've had Mondays and Wednesday open gyms for an hour. The girls have been getting in the weight room, and then we have girls playing basketball and everything else. So our summer has been really full, and it's just kind of flown by. The month of June, I can't believe, is already gone. And then camp this week. So it's all kind of wrapping up now.
It goes fast here. You knew coming in, being that you've been an assistant the last couple of years, being now the head coach here, you knew that you're going to have a lot of new faces on the varsity. How have they been able to mesh in the summer league at Hayes?
You know, summer league has been really good for us, just because we need that time to learn who's playing next to us. So many of these girls haven't played positions side by side with one another. They've been either on freshman, JV, or varsity. So this has just given us an opportunity to kind of learn who's playing beside us, learn a couple new positions. We have some different girls playing new positions, and they've all just kind of fallen into it really nicely. I've been so happy with the way that they've just taken what we've worked on, taken what I've told them, and just went with it. And we've done really good in Hayes this summer.
I guess kind of go through some of the teams that you've competed against up there at Hayes.
Ness City, we've played against Tri-Plains, we've played against Russell, we've played against Hayes, so kind of all Western Kansas here. You know, Ness City has given us a run for our money each time, but we've stepped up, played very well against them. I've been really happy with our play.
It's also nice, too, that you do have two all-league players that return and help lead. How big is that, and how have they been able to kind of get the troops in line here in the summer?
You know, Jalen and Chuck, for the most part, have just been awesome as far as welcoming these girls. That's a hard thing sometimes to graduate 7 and have all these new girls step in, but I've been very happy with the support that they've given them. Also, Macy and Bailey, you know, they showed some varsity time for us last year. They've stepped up as seniors. I couldn't be more happy with our upperclassmen and the way they've handled things, and I couldn't be happier with our younger classmen that have just stepped up, not been nervous, and just knew that they had a role to play, and they've stepped up and they've filled that role.
Well, this week here, Tuesday and Wednesday, bring in Fort Hays State. They bring in some players to help out as well. And you guys have about 30 players here throughout the week here. And it's kind of nice to see the numbers kind of continue to stay there around the 30 for the overall program. What are some things maybe they learned the most this week, not only with you guys here, with Fort Hays being here for Tuesday and Wednesday, and then you guys kind of taking over here for the rest of the week?
You know, Fort Hays puts on a great camp. They work a lot on fundamentals and breaking things down for us each summer. And I know I sometimes tell the girls that can be kind of the boring part of volleyball because they just want to get out here and play and scrimmage. But it's so important for us to right now break that down. So come August, that's not what we're starting with. We can start off and we're ready to go. So I feel like that's what our focus has been on, breaking down passing, setting, hitting, making sure we know exactly what we're doing. And then that way, when we get to actual games this season, we're ready to go, and that comes natural to us.
I know it's just summer, but are you pleased where they're at this point?
I am very pleased with them. You know, I try to come in with not a lot of expectations. I expect them to work hard, and I expect them to show up and be here not only for me but for their teammates and for themselves. And as far as that goes, I have been super impressed. Girls here all the time at open gym, girls here for camp, girls down in the weight room. I couldn't ask for more.